Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Much to the delight of Dustin Pedroia, who's essentially turned into an extra coach here, although he is still on the playing roster, not on the active postseason roster.
Coach and a first-class needler.
Dustin Pedroia on the top step of the dugout last night in the Bronx. Unless they had showed him late in the game, I would have forgotten that he was even there. And then when you do see him, you're like, what is he doing there? What is the point of this?
Leading.
Why is he here?
A little leader.
Honest. Coach and a first-class needler.
He's needling.
I guess that goes back to the...
He's needling everybody.
Yeah. The back and forth he used to have with Frank Kona, the little cute things they used to play on each other, right? Needle each other. Serious question regarding Pedroia.
Yeah.
You think he's enjoying this?
No.
See, if you're the...
Not at all. I don't think this is who he is. I don't think he likes to
thing.
Be a if guy on the sidelines.
If you're the ultimate competitor and you're watching your team go out there and bust ass and win without you, and you're so used to being sort of that focal point, and guy that's in the middle, whether he's the leader or not. Hey, remember, he was the one standing there filling the questions when the David Price stuff was flying last year. He at least told you that. It's got to be tough for him to watch his team win. People said, what do you want? He should want his team to win. Yeah, and of course, he wants his team to win. But I'm saying as a competitor and as an athlete, it's got to bug him. It's got to be tough to watch him, to watch these guys go through this and do it without him because it doesn't seem like they need him. Where before it's always, who's the guy that's going to create that spark? Who's going to get you out of a slump? Who's going to get the game? Who's going to turn the season around? You know, oh, look at him out there taking plays, taking ground balls on his knees. This is right up Jones' alley.
You want to hear more of this than the little leader, your guy?
Yeah.
Your guy who doesn't. Pedroia doesn't like Zoe, from what we gather.
No, it was not. It was said Shaughnessy got to the bottom of it and said he doesn't even run his Twitter.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I don't run mine.
Yeah. Here's more on Pedroia from TBS.
Well, we talk about players who delivered in the postseason. He was one of them. He's had his moments.
What
a career.
Ago.
A little gray in that beard.
And grit.
Just three games this year. Chronic knee issues. It's a high fly ball to center field. Gardner will settle under it for the out. Vasquez is retired. Let's check in with Lawrence. He's got a little more on Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah, BA and Ron, I'm over here by the Red Sox dugout, and in between every inning, Dustin Pedroia clapping, walking the length of the dugout, giving pep talks, getting the guys going. I spoke with him yesterday about his new role of mentor. He said, it is absolutely killing me not to be out there. Alex Cora said, boy, has Dustin changed since we were teammates? He said, he used to be the rah, 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 I'm the laser show guy. Now he's a man with incredible advice to give. The players are drawn to him. He's still their leader.
Be interesting to see what his career holds on the way to next season, this offseason. Just never able to fully recover from cartilage restoration surgery. That was the left knee.
Oh, he was such a big postseason performer. Yeah, a decade ago. Do you know what he was last year in the ALDS? He batted .125. He went 2-for-16. That's what he did a year ago. 2 years ago, not much better.
Laser show.
He was 2-for-12 2 years ago. He was a big part of not showing up for the playoffs the last 2 years. Now, whether that was injury or just hitting a bad streak, I don't know. But, like, the narrative on this, like, yeah, he was great. He was great in 2007, 2008.
162.
He wasn't bad in 2013.
162 of them, right? Before you get to the playoffs. Now, I know he wasn't there for every game. They've sent him home. He's been to Arizona. Then all of a sudden, he comes back. Like, we sat here and we're like, scratch our heads. Like, why is he back? Why is he fighting to get back? So there you are. I mean, it's a grind for those guys. And could you imagine the amount of times they've seen him go up and down that? What else is he going to do? He's got to walk. He's got to walk the, you know, the dugout. He's got to do it. He's got to spit. He's got, you know, give him a little clap. You know, get a little pat in the ass here and there. A little fist pump.
The last time Dustin Pedroia had like a really great playoff series was the 2008 ALCS that the Red Sox lost to Tampa in 7. That series, he had 3 home runs. He batted 346. That was the last series that he was really good for. That was a decade ago. That was 10 wow. years ago. Since then, let me give you you want his batting average by series?
Yeah.
167, 235, 273. Not bad. 208, 167, 125.
Pops 1 year. Yeah. 273 year.
273 was 2013 in the Detroit ALCS. Yeah. Yep. He had 5 singles and a double. That's what he had.
I just think of
grit. One extra base
you
hit
say
there.
His name, I think grit. Just grit. See the beard's graying.
And I'm not quite sure why they need him right now.
I don't.
Why,
yeah.
Why is he here?
It's like a little bit of a distraction. Like that team's that team for a reason.
I just want this team to sort of become Mookie Betts' team.
We've had, yeah.
Sander Bogaerts' team.
We would have guys that would do that. You know, you could see them at the end. They'd get hurt without naming names, and then they'd be around and kind of tap the guy. Like,
yeah, I want it to be about Benintendi, Betts.
Sad what's come with this.
Bogaerts,
kind of
Devers. I want it to be about those guys.
See, but with that sport, it's different, too, because of the guaranteed money, and those guys aren't going. He ain't going anywhere with that contract. Like, you're going to try and just tape that knee together and hope he can play. And try and get something out of it. Or you're eating money.
I'll tell you what, though. Rod Darling was not shying away from, yeah, you got to really start to question whether or not this guy is actually going to play anymore.
Chronic.
They did not shy away from that angle on it. And for former players, for a former player and Ron Darling, good for him. Because a lot of former players won't touch that. That's like the third rail talking about another guy's career possibly being over.
Well, like the book,
they don't
right?
like going there.
Right, you talked about, it's a little bit graying. Some of you, it's like the old book, and I'm an old school guy. And I know people have a tough time with Darling because it's like sort of that monotone, you know. But he gives you so much content. I think he's good. I think Darling's
good.
His delivery, it's like a little bit of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't love him.
I thought he and Eck were really good together last week.
I think Eck's really good at
it. Yeah, Eck brings.
Here's what I think Darling's good at. Darling is good when he starts talking about Dustin Pedroia and where he fits in his career and blah, blah, blah. I mean, he's full of crap when he's talking about postseason
story,
performer.
Though.
Yeah. Like 10 years ago, he was a great postseason guy. But like, I liked that he wasn't afraid to go there. And even though I think he's wrong about swinging 3-0, at least he talks there. Eck is really good at talking about the pitch that just happened, the hit that just happened.
Yep.
He's sort of more.
Cheese. Give me some cheese.
Oh, he's like nitty gritty.
Ooh,
and he's just.
The grunts, the groans. Mm.
I think you're right, though. You pair the two of them and you really have something there.
I think it's a good pairing because they balance each other. Yeah. It's a play by play guy. Just stay out of the way. We didn't even have to know who the play by play guy was. And I think, what did Jim say? It was Orsillo, Eck. And was it Heidi Watney on the other series? That's a pretty good pairing. So we'll see. We'll see if they get together again.
617-779-0985. Why don't we get back to your calls coming up next? Today's takeaways are coming your way at 150.
Lack of regret.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's get back to your calls on the Red Sox and the Yankees. Billy's in Rhode Island. The subject line here says, Maz last night. Billy.
Yeah, I watched the post game last night, and Maz was on. And
where the hell is this at?
Tell you, first of all, let me ask you a question. Where is Maz from? Is he from New England?
Of course he is.
All right. Here's my questions. That guy is so negative on all the winning teams, not just the Red Sox.
I agree.
He's negative on the Celtics. He's negative on the hockey team.
The football team.
Negative on Boston.
Yep.
I don't know what's in his. Why does he hate? And I'm going to use that word. He despises New England
teams. No, no, doesn't despise. He criticizes because he cares. That's what it is.
Does he care?
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I think it's born out of. Sure. Criticizes because he cares.
Yeah. I guess so. He sure is negative. Where the hell was he postgame?
Where was he?
Yeah.
I think he was doing
NBC Sports.
Yes. NBC Sports, because on weeknights.
Ooh, that's a late one. Ooh.
When they got the BST going on. Hardy, did you do that Friday? Were you there Friday? Were you there after the game?
Yes.
You were.
Yes.
You stayed late.
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. No. No.
I left at 11.
Did they stay on late, though? Was anyone there late?
Maz stayed late, and, Danielle.
Yeah. He's done this in the last couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Red Sox. But they didn't do it Saturday night because they don't typically have any shows on a Saturday night. They do when they have a weeknight game. I'm guessing that if they continue to advance, that they might add some weekend.
I would advance,
weekend.
Sure, you could sell the hell out of
Saturday, Sunday night postgame.
Sure.
If needed.
Sells can sell that.
I think they could do that. I think they will. But I didn't catch any Nesson last night, unfortunately. I didn't stick around for any of that. It was late. It was 16-1.
I did catch a little of the NBC Sports Boston postgame. They were breaking down the rotation for the ALCS at some point.
Really?
Oh. We should start game 2 versus game 3 because game 3 will start game 7
no
and that
way.
Whole thing was going on.
We should play that at the Yankee Clubhouse today.
Doesn't that feel like they're getting ahead of themselves a little bit?
Considering the talk yesterday afternoon on most of the shows, yeah.
Ryan's in Malden. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Ryan.
How are
you?
Yeah, listen, the thing with Brock Holt was, it took three, he was batting over 400 in September. Why wouldn't he be in the starting lineup? It took three games for them to put him in.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for Alex Cora waiting this long to get him in.
Yeah, he's batting like 412.
In a great month of September.
Yeah.
He should have.
So, by the way, I'm the guy that had the hawk heater. I was wondering if Zoe constructed one yet, and burning weed on his driveway.
Oh, my God, that's right. The big the tank with the pipe thing on it.
Yes. The propane tank with the 2.5-foot hose with the nozzle.
Like, I tell you what.
In the air. I saw Beetle doing that. You wait. It's on the asphalt. Like I said, it was making the...
You got to do it in the cracks of the asphalt.
Old asphalt with the new to mesh. So you don't want... Beetle was waving it in the air. You want to wave it on the ground, not the air.
Why would you wave your asphalt eater in the air?
What are you...
The what?
The weed eater.
Asphalt eater. Well,
you wave it up in the air.
Ryan.
like it's a weapon.
Roundup. But now they're saying, Roundup's got bad chemicals that are creating cancer. So.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've heard that. Don't walk barefoot.
So wait, why would you be? I didn't wave anything around. What are you talking about?
No, listen. I got your DVR. You will. When I said wave it around, and I shouldn't have said it like that. It was more on the pavement. You were waving it around like it was in front of your face.
You
were joking.
Yeah.
Like a flamethrower.
That's all good.
I tell you what,
I just want to, but, like I said, the Brock Holt thing, he's, he's batting over 400 in September.
Yeah, he was. Thank you.
Eject.
Thank you, Ryan. Good call.
What happens with the old asphalt and the new asphalt?
He was talking about you blend when you heat it up.
You heat it in the cracks. The what?
The what?
Yeah.
That's
Ryan.
The ticket.
That guy. He had all the.
That's the ticket.
He had all the solutions for the weeds and the cracks.
Yeah, he's doing the.
Hey, we might as well go to this next caller.
With my wife, Morgan Fairchild. Yeah.
Ken and Lowell. Ken.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, hey guys, how you doing?
Hi, Ken.
Hey, I was wondering. You guys were saying the other day, I was listening in on, and you said
like the Red Sox should sign Brock Holt, and they should get Edward Nunez out of there. And I was wondering, it led to another question. Do you think these guys have your ear?
Beetle called it, Ken. Beetle was all over this yesterday, even before the game.
But do you think they're actually listening to you guys on the radio?
Oh, absolutely.
Why wouldn't they?
They probably have it on the app, the 98.5 yeah. The Sports Hub app.
They can download it now. Yep, right on our phone.
Well, you guys got to be careful. That means that you guys are actually running the show. You're like advisors to the show and stuff. You got to be careful.
Why be careful?
What show?
We're trying to help.
Whether it be the Red Sox or the Celtics or the Bruins, I can name many.
Patriots don't listen to us, though.
Ken, don't you think my lineup changes have helped so far?
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. And also, when you guys were going off on Jackie Bradley Jr. before the All-Star break, and then all of a sudden he starts turning around and hitting 290.
Yep.
And I can name many other instances when you were talking about the Bruins. How come they don't give Ted Donato more time? And
boom.
He goes out there and he goes stupid. And same with the Patriots. That's what I'm saying. I was wondering, like, do you really have that air or something like that? I mean.
Who's the third baseman again? Eduardo. Who is it, Ken?
No.
Damn it, you hung up on him.
The what?
Don't do that.
Damn you.
Nunez. Ken, all I can say is to you and the rest of Boston, you're welcome.
The Red Sox should sign Brock Holt, and they should get Edward Nunez out of there.
I mean, let's not give too much credit to Alex Cora for making an obvious move there by benching Nunez, by putting Devers into the lineup, by putting Kinsler on the bench, by going with Brock Holt. I mean, those are moves that should have happened, and the move with Holt was overdue. It was criminal that he didn't play in either of the first two games.
Oh, my God.
Who was it at third base?
Nunez.
Edward.
What can we do with that?
We did it with Studio. We did that one with Wiggy.
Nunez. It's got to be something to it.
Give me a minute.
The Red Sox should sign Brock Holt, and they should get Edward Nunez out of there.
All right.
Ross in Arlington. Hi, Ross.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Thanks for
taking my call. A couple of points. First of all, what was Romine doing in there?
They didn't want to waste any more arms.
They're dead.
They're now facing elimination. They're going to need as many arms available tonight as they've had in the series.
Just trying to get through the game.
Is it a slap in the face to the Red Sox?
No.
God, no.
What if Holt struck out?
Then he looked stupider.
So what?
If the Yankees could have forfeited the last couple of innings of that game, they would have. That's fine.
Yeah.
But it's done.
We'll give it to you. We're out of
here. And he got two quick outs there last night when he came into the game. Like, should those guys be embarrassed?
No. Yeah.
Because Austin Romine was on the mound?
In a non-elimination game, they'll tell you, oh, we're going to fight to the end. No, they weren't. No. Obviously, they weren't. That's why they put
like
him out
Bogarts
there.
And Devers both grounded out against Romine. Should they feel embarrassed like they were shown up by the Yankees?
No, but I understand. But also, what Holt, the mistake he made, you don't want that lineup to be mad tonight.
Because, I agree. Like, yeah, that's why I don't think he should have said the things he said last night.
Right. Aaron Judge played New York Saturday night going by the Red Sox.
Oh,
so I think the Red Sox came back to tonight.
Phone.
Hey, phone's ringing there, Ross. You might want to go get that.
That's three dandies in a row. Boom, boom, boom. Right there. That's three calls.
Mike in Framingham. Hi, Mike.
Yes, I was wondering if Porcello was having trouble early
Porcello
in the game. Should we use our starters or should we go off the all-out kill tonight?
That's a good question.
Excellent question.
What do you think, Mike?
What do you think, Mike?
I think we should. I think we should put if Sale is good. I mean,
I said go with Sale. Right?
Any starters? I think we should just put them away.
I don't know about Sale.
Yeah, not Sale.
Not Sale.
Why not?
But anybody else?
Because you need him for
Sale.
Mike said go
on Thursday.
Mike said go for it.
You need Sale on Thursday.
Go for it tonight.
No.
If you need Price tonight, would you trust him? Would you go to him?
No. Absolutely not. He shouldn't pitch again in the series. Problem is, you win tonight, he's going again. He's your $32 million number two guy. He will pitch again here in the playoffs.
Yes, he will. Won't be a great end result.
Which will be good, because then he can move on.
You want to put Price.
He could have it.
Hold on a second. I'm going to give you a scenario, Beetle.
Okay, give me a scenario.
Third inning. Porcello's chased.
Junk.
You're down
5-1.
6-0.
Okay.
Third inning. Yankee Stadium. Game 4 ALDS.
You put Price back out there?
What's the alternative? You got to give me both choices.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay. Kelly. You go to Kelly. You use him for two innings. You're now at the fifth. Who's next?
E-Rod?
Price or E-Rod?
Not happy with E-Rod right
okay,
now.
Okay, thank you. You're going to Price. Or do you want to bring out Matt Barnes at that point? Or do you want to bring out Hembree at that point?
I mean, Workman.
These are your options. You want to go to Brazzers again for like multiple innings?
Yeah,
I mean, he was good the other night.
I'll take Brazzers. I'll take Brazzers for a couple innings.
All right, that means you're now through the sixth. Then you got three more innings to go. You got a bridge to Kimbrel on the ninth. Who pitches the seventh and the eighth?
You need one guy for the seventh. You make Kimbrel get you six outs, eighth and ninth.
No, see, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that.
You don't think so? He hasn't pitched in a while?
They're going to give him six outs? They're going to give him the eighth and the ninth?
They have a day off tomorrow?
What if you need him to actually, you know, have his mind clear? Eighth inning is not great for him. Six outs, that's a lot to be asking your closer for.
Not tonight.
Okay, that's a good point then. Hey, at least you got an answer.
Hashtag
Hardy's still trying to figure out who's pitching the seventh.
Yeah.
Who's on first?
Why can't Steven Wright
depends on what part of the order is up, really.
I'll put a knuckleballer in.
All true. This is all in theory, just for fun.
What's wrong with Steven Wright? Shoulder?
Loose body.
Loose body.
Loose roster.
When you say loose body, I think of something, some
space
junk.
Here's a serious question, though. You got that key spot of the lineup coming up, and you can't use Kimbrel in the seventh, right? And you haven't wasted anybody yet. Are you going to Kelly, or are you going to Brazier after the way they performed this weekend?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good question. Brazzers or Kelly?
Kelly.
I'm going Kelly.
I don't know. Kelly was good the other night, but you never know. He's trick-or-treating.
He was good.
Trick-or-treat in a big way.
We should just play all four of those calls in a row to finish this show.
Let's not do that. Let's actually get back to calls and also get to the guy who will be behind the plate tonight in game number four. Your umpire is Angel Hernandez. Pedro Martinez on that next.
Headlines.
Game four tonight at Yankee Stadium with the Red Sox holding the 2-1 series lead. J.D. Martinez, you got Rick Porcello going tonight. He's been good, huh?
He's been great for us, you know, all year. And he's pitched well against them, too. I think he's ready, and we're ready to get back out there tomorrow.
As I said, Rick Porcello gets the start opposite C.C. Sabathia. 8:07 start time tonight. Bruins over the Ottawa Senators. 6-3 yesterday to get the win at the home opener for the Bruins this season. They'll stay at home to play the Oilers on Thursday night. Perfect attendance at Patriots practice this afternoon. They will host the Chiefs on Sunday night. The Chiefs will play back-to-back Sunday night games as their contest against the Bengals the following week has been flexed to the primetime slot. Headlines are brought to you by Bridgewater State University. You want an opportunity to discover what Bridgewater State University has to offer by attending fall preview days. Visit bridgew.edu/campus tour. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get your headlines anytime in your flash briefing on your Alexa voice activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
And there's the 0-2 to Didi. Hit on the ground a second. Flip it to short. There is one. On to first. In time for the double play. And let's see if Didi goes back to the dugout. That was pretty bang-bang at first base.
He's standing
now,
there.
That would be no RBI if it is a double play. And you know what? They're going to look at it again.
This is amazing. Angel's having a wonderful day.
Oh, he's safe. I just saw a replay. He's safe.
So he's missed 3 out of 4, Angel Hernandez. It's great.
Angel Hernandez did not have a good night last night because he's a terrible umpire. Because he's not very good at his job. And it was on full display last night, as it has been on full display many times before. What a horrible, horrible performance. Ooh. In just the first four innings last night, four different plays at first base were challenged. And it wasn't even one way or the other. It was two challenges from each team. Three of the four plays were overturned. And honestly, the fourth one was very close. You couldn't really tell. But it's possible that that fourth one could have been overturned and you wouldn't have had a major argument either way. He was not very good last night. In fact, he was so bad that you had Pedro Martinez on the postgame show on TBS telling you how bad that guy really is.
And that's better than Angel Hernandez.
Oh, Angel is horrible. Don't get me going on Angel now. Major League Baseball needs to do something about Angel.
Well, we didn't know.
It doesn't matter how many times he sues the Major League Baseball.
They're going to sue you.
He's, it doesn't matter.
No, that's coming.
He's as bad as there is. That's the main reason why we're sitting here so late.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Where's the end? Who cut off the end?
Jimmy Stewart.
He drops a JC at
Jimmy
the end.
Jimmy doesn't like the JC word.
Oh.
For replays. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's just, just gives a little bite.
Pedro letting it all out.
Let me tell you, how do you really feel?
Tell me how you really feel, Pedro.
For replays. Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Pedro can't stand it. You can tell Sheffield has no use for him either. Angel Hernandez has been around for far too long, and too many players know him, and they can't stand him. Bad umpire. For me, he's up there, two of the worst in the game. Angel Hernandez, C.B. Buckner. The two worst possible umpires. When you see their names, you're like, oh, no. Like, no, this is not who you want. That's not who you want out there tonight. He's going to be behind the plate. Him and Kinsler have a big issue, by the way.
Yeah, you've documented this one.
Yeah, so Kinsler's in there tonight at any point, look out for that. They have a history, Kinsler and Hernandez. He threw Kinsler out of a game last year.
More of a reason to go with Holt.
And that was the start of the wearing of the wristbands that the umpires started because of the verbal attacks that were, you know, happening by players. The verbal attacks. 617-779-0985. We'll get more of your calls in here before we get to today's takeaways. Coming up in 10 minutes, Ted's in Southboro. Hi, Ted.
Hey, guys. Hey, what do you think about putting David Price out there last night for the ninth inning? He's got 15 runs to figure out how to throw to the Yankees.
I think it'd be a little stretch of a little too embarrassing for him. Ninth inning? You're really sending a message to your number two starter. Let's not forget, he's your number two starter. For what it is.
Can I tell you why
wouldn't you throw him out there?
I don't think he made it in last night. And by the way, I would not have been against it, Ted. I would not have said, David Price can't pitch tonight.
Fifth or sixth inning.
If Eovaldi got in trouble or Eovaldi started to sort of lose it or slip and he left the game, I'd be okay with Price going in. But Eovaldi kept going and his pitch count was low and he was just cruising. And so you're left with the eighth and ninth. And by then, there's no real value in it.
Yeah, and what kind of... Yeah.
And I, despite how bad he looked the other day... I believe there will be value provided to the team by David Price at some point as a reliever here.
As a starter.
Yeah,
not as a starter.
I think he's got something to offer.
Right.
So
he almost, I think, wants that, doesn't he?
His post game
from Saturdays, I'll do whatever I got to do. You know, and it's just, I think he's asking for it.
Just
that's where I'm comfortable.
Your back is
situation.
Against the wall, right? Yeah. You're facing elimination in a potential game five. You're trailing. You need a... Do you want to go to Hembry or do you want to go to Price?
You got to go to Price.
You got to go to Price.
You got to go with the talent and hope he finds it.
That's why
to what Pedro said, at some point, he needs to stand on that mound, stare it down, and there's something needs to go off in his head and say, I've got the talent to beat you. He's better than anybody out there. And you've got to believe that as a pitcher. And it's just, it sucks he doesn't believe it in that moment. Because there are moments where he does believe it, right? During a regular season. You can't refute that he did help you to get to the point you got to. You know, it sucks that this guy just can't perform in big games.
John in Cambridge. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Good.
What's up, John?
Listen, man, let me tell you, I've been listening to this show for over 10 years, man. I love the show.
Thank you, John. Quality listener. Appreciate that.
I'm going to tell you something. I think Mahomes has his work cut out for him on Sunday with these Patriots defense, man. They're emerging. And I think they're going to be great, and they're going to shut him down.
And there's something in Kansas City postgame locker room when they call the team up that bugged me that nobody's really picked up on or played. He said, come on now, we got to get back to the drawing board and get ready for the Patriots. They call them the Patriots.
Who does?
Mahomes did. Oh. This little post game. Like, I was like, wow, he didn't even say Patriots. Not that that's a thing. Mahomes has got that different voice anyway. He didn't have a great game last week, but that's how good they are. They still won. They won that game going away. That's how bad Bortles was. Mahomes got two picks, no touchdowns last week.
Jim's in Methuen. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Jimbo.
What's happening? I'm just turning my phone up. Don't cut me off. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm here you are. My phone went dead today, too.
My dog knocked it off the stool, but
kind,
I got it.
What kind of dog you got?
He's a half Ringback and half Boxer from South Carolina. We adopted him.
Nice of you.
110 pounds.
Boxback.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, like a big.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller for you guys.
I know. I'm going to eject right there. Thank you very much.
Jim, I didn't do that.
Today's takeaways.
No, I didn't know.
Jim, looking forward to hearing you again tomorrow when you check back in with us on Game 4. Tonight, Red Sox, Yankees, 8:07 first pitch. Today's takeaways next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. That's a good calls today.
Well, we'll get to that. Let's get to the call of the final outs last night
in
New York. John Sterling, sad John Sterling, also pinning it right on the Yankees, and I think taking a shot at the manager here, too.
Indirect shot, yeah.
The 0-2. Hit on the ground is short. Backhanded by Bogarts. A long throw in time. Ball game over. Boston wins. So the Red Sox take a 2-1 lead in the best of 5 series as they beat the Yankees severely about the head and shoulders, winning 16-1.
Yeah, that's a
what's sad, above your shoulders? Your brain? Your head? Decision-making mechanism?
Sad. John Sterling right there.
Some debate as to whether or not he was taking a crack at, the intellect of the Yankees staff, or if he was just referencing Jerky Boys.
I'm only scarred about the face and breast, chest, neck, and head. It's not too bad.
I prefer that.
But if you say, like, something is head and shoulders above something else, it means it's, you know, one team was much better than the other. But I think he's making, like, a head and shoulder reference there, meaning like they were a smarter team along the way. Like, I think that's why he chose those
words. He's been around
the
game too long not to use it.
Oh, he knows.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. He's watched a lot of baseball.
Yep.
Apparently.
That's a shot.
Apparently Aaron Boone has been sleeping through all the games he's been a part of.
Maybe he's listened to a lot of Jerky Boys, too.
Maybe he has.
Well, why can't they call games?
Maybe he has, but you know what?
Say something above the head and shoulders.
Let's raise a glass with Stoli Vodka and toast the Yankees on this win. Celebrate every Yankees win with Stoli Vodka. Whatever drives you, make it loud and clear.
it'd be great if Doers would counter with some sort of an ad, like when they get beat, like have 4 glasses of Doers if you want to top down. Take the edge off.
Who sponsors the losses?
Doers, maybe.
So we know that vodka sponsors the wins.
Stoli.
Yep. Right? You know, Stoli's in on the wins.
4 glasses of Stoli. Raise your glass.
When the Yankees lose, drown your sorrows with Rubinoff.
Let's raise a glass with Stoli Vodka.
This Yankees loss is brought to you by 5 O'Clock Gin. When you only have $7 but want to get drunk and have a hangover that'll make you wish for death, try 5 O'Clock Gin.
Drink it out of a paper bag. Thank you.
You always know when you get bad liquor when you get the plastic jug as opposed to the glass one.
That's a hey, more song. On Angel
Make
Hernandez.
It loud and clear.
Clear, yes. Last night, YES Network, their post game, we already heard them be very critical of Severino. By the way, you'd never hear that on like Nesson post game. If a Red Sox pitcher didn't know what time the game started, they'd pretend like it never happened. Like state-run television over there. Oh, it never happened. I'm like, what? No. Let's hear John Flaherty talking about Angel Hernandez.
a lot of strong feelings out there about an umpire who had a rough night.
You know what? And I think back to the replay of the Luke Voit play at first base that Angel Hernandez actually got right. And when he came back next to Voit, he made a little comment to him and smiled a little bit, almost like, you know, I got one right. It's not that funny, Angel. Like, these are playoff games. These are big deals. And replay bails him out that the play eventually is going to be right. But you got to be thinking at first base, maybe taking a little more pride in what you're doing.
Wow. Not as fun as Pedro yelling and screaming and ranting about why we're up so late.
That guy gives you good stuff.
But still pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's so funny there, boss.
He did that and he went after Severino, too.
You're
That's
not
good.
Good at your job. You're not good.
Sneaky bad at umpiring.
You're a sneaky bad umpire. Yeah. Yes. Let's get to the calls, though. So, you want to get to this one?
Yeah. Yep.
Ryan?
Yep, Ryan. Is he in Lowell?
Malden.
The same thing.
That's where he called.
By the way, I'm the guy that had the Hawk heater. I was wondering if Zoe constructed one yet, and he's burning weed on his driveway.
Oh, my God, that's right. The big the tank with the pipe thing on it. Yes.
The propane tank with the 2.5-foot hose with the nozzle.
Like, I tell you what,
it was in the air. I saw Beetle doing that. It's on the asphalt. Like I said, it was making the...
You got to do it in the cracks of the asphalt.
Old asphalt with the new to mesh. So you don't want... You know, Beetle was waving it in the air. You want to wave it on the ground, not the air.
Why would you wave your asphalt eater in the air?
What are you...
The what?
The weed eater.
The what?
You wave it up in the air.
Ryan.
like it's a weapon.
No, Roundup. But now they're saying, you know, Roundup's got bad chemicals that are creating cancer. So.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've heard that. Don't walk barefoot.
Why would you be waving? I didn't wave anything at her. What are you talking about?
No. I got your DVR. You were when I said wave it around and I shouldn't have said it like that. It was more on the pavement. You were waving it around like it was in front of your face.
You were joking.
Yeah.
Like a flamethrower.
That's all good.
I'll tell you what.
Like I said, I just want to, but, you know, like I said, the Brock Holt thing, he's, you know, he's batting over 400 in September.
Thank you, Ryan. Good call.
Hasn't seen him in Malden, some hole-in-the-wall bar.
I didn't understand what he was talking about. I've never actually held one of these into the
box. He's got you on the DVR.
I'm like, waved it around. What? I've never actually held one. What are you talking about?
The DVR.
I DVR'd you.
You had it in front of your face.
I was just kidding, dude.
It wasn't.
Don't wave that. They pointed at the ground.
My imaginary flame gun. He was upset with me that I wasn't using all the necessary safety precautions.
Were you pantomiming using
one? Yes, yeah. Like it's a giant flamethrower.
That's not
and
safe.
And he's like, you didn't have the proper eyewear on there while you were using that thing. You got to use a heat shield.
Couldn't even joke around. Not even that. No. No, if you pretended, still pointed at the ground, dude.
Is that the Hawk Eater 9000? Is that like the Jackhawk 3000?
When he said the Hawk, I didn't even know what he was talking about. The Hawk Eater. That's the Hawk Eater.
Remember, I was trying to kill those hummingbirds?
So I was like, yeah, I know what it is.
No.
Of course you remember what it is.
It's the, remember I was trying to kill the hummingbirds and like these guys would call in with the different contraptions to catch them and kill them?
How did the flamethrower figure into that?
Well, we had this discussion how to get rid of weeds, and you were talking about getting rid of weeds in your driveway, like what to put down, and that
I don't think we were. Were we talking?
You
about
looked
that
it up online.
What?
And you're like, look at this one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember he called, but I forget why that came up.
I thought he was literally talking about a hawk at first, like he was talking like a hawk.
Aren't they protected?
Like a falconer. Yeah, I'm like a falconer.
Yeah,
I've got a falcon.
Big freaking right talent.
Yeah, dude, I named him Mordecai, and I got a big leather glove, and he perches on top of it, and I put a hood over his head. So he doesn't peck my eyes out when I'm just trying to hold him and stroke his plumage.
Yeah.
All right, Sox, go at it again tonight.
Cycle talk coming up next.
The series could be over by tonight. We could be talking about the Red Sox moving on to the ALCS tomorrow, or we could be getting ready for a Game 5. Either way, we're back at 10 tomorrow. Felger and Maz next.